Doing it live, bitches. Live night, Yalty and Naughty, Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, Friday night, February the 13th. Join us for an entire broadcast where every single thing you see as you are part of the live studio audience is 100% completely live. All the music, all the commercials, all the sound effects, the bands that will be up there, the barbershop quartet.
Yes.
Which will be joining us. But Daily Mix Show and the men's room doing the show live. Hopefully you can join us. Tickets are on sale now at KISW.com. All right, Tara, and Steve will have a fart for you.
I hope so.
Yeah, live on stage.
Oh, can't wait.
If I do have to fart, I will fart and face live.
It is a National Pass Gas Day, so our question, tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.
Well, if you fart at live day, too, that's a much bigger area. That's better for us.
It's a bigger area, no doubt. I think what I'll do, though, if I do have to fart at live day, I will definitely let the crowd know. We will see what it sounds like. And then I want to see if the Foley artist can recreate
just
the sound.
Just stand up and fart into the microphone.
That came out of my butt. I don't see the Foley artist. Like, okay, can you recreate that sound?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best they can do.
Chris in the new Snoqualmie Ballroom.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Which I have not seen yet. So hopefully that'll be an epic event right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the comments on YouTube from today's question says, my father-in-law farted in a metal chair during a moment of silence at a funeral. I cannot think of a worse time. Like, dude, just hold it until the moment of silence lasts, what, 10 seconds?
Somewhere I'm going to sound like a little bit of a D here. Like, it's already a funeral. Do you need a moment of silence? They're pretty quiet.
You know what? You make a good point. Because, like, the whole thing is kind of like a moment of silence. We're just not being quiet. It's a funeral.
Right. And I guess he said memorial service, technically. But, I like the people who are doing them. I've been to a few of them. But
sure.
They're quick, but for that 10 or 15 minutes, it's pretty silent.
It is very, very quiet. Yes, indeed.
Like, generally, I feel like a moment of silence is at like a sporting event or something big to honor somebody.
Still a bad time to fart.
Yeah.
So it is.
Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
All right. So I'm in sixth grade. We've got the end of the year coming up. All of us friends are all together in different classes in the same classroom. And I decided to eat vanilla frosting in the morning. Probably a bad idea.
In the morning. That was your breakfast. Okay.
Yeah, you know, we're sixth graders. Why not? So get in the class, and they're all watching a movie, and I start letting them go. Just silent bombs. And all of a sudden, the teacher starts calling us out. Hey, who's farting in here, man? It smells really bad. I ended up getting kicked out of the class, and I didn't even come back in with my friends. They didn't even want me back in there because it was so bad. So that was a fun end of my year.
Yeah.
Does frosting still make you fart? Like, if you eat a piece of cake, can you count on the fact that you're going to start farting later?
I almost get nervous, but I honestly am a very flatulent person, so I've been trying to really detect what creates this kind of, you know, atmosphere. But I'm a firm believer in biological warfare.
Okay. Are you lactose intolerant at all?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
If I would have stuck my finger in a frosting jar, man, my mom would have killed me.
That's what I mean.
Like, I mean, that was even like Cool Whip, okay. But because I know she bought that for a cake she's going to make, and I know what the occasion is.
And they know if you've done it.
She opens that thing up, and she sees a big finger scoop out of there. She's going to kill me because she knows I'm the only one that would do it.
So of course.
That was kind of off limits for me.
I don't think any parent wants you to do it, but I definitely did it as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll eat your cookie dough, you know, but that's about it.
So you just have to accept that it's going to happen.
Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
I did see a guy once years ago that didn't smoke a lot of weed.
Okay.
But he had a window where he could smoke weed. He smoked weed, and then I watched him stand there and eat a whole container of frosting.
Just the frosting?
Yes.
Wow, man.
And he was literally an athlete, but I was just like, man, your stomach's going to kill you.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way you feel good on the backside of that. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Well, it kind of starts out with a Seahawks game, some beer, and a big old batch of Navy bean soup.
Which is delicious.
It does kind of sound like a recipe for
farting. That is one of my favorite soups. Get a ham hock, man. Yeah. Get some white navy beans. Mm.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious, man. I love it. But made a big old batch of this stuff, and we're watching the Hawks game, and everybody's eating. And then after everybody took off, you know, fast forward to time to go to bed, me and my wife, and I've got a little 6-pound miniature dachshund is, you know, my dog. And, she always sleeps in between me and my wife underneath the covers, or at least used to. So we went to bed that night. My wife puts on her little CPAP mask and all that. And I don't know, I fell asleep. A couple hours in, I ripped one. that dog came out from underneath the covers, and she was standing on my collarbone. And I've got blackout curtains, so it's pitch black in my room. I can't see anything. And this dog is standing on my chest. I can smell her breath, and she's looking at me like, you rat bastard. You know?
That's probably why she doesn't sleep in the bed with you anymore.
Oh, she still does, but she doesn't crawl under the covers.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
Live and learn.
She learned that lesson. Now, could your wife smell the farts with the CPAP?
Oh, dude, as soon as the dog came out from underneath the covers, she broke the seal.
Oh.
My wife woke up, threw an elbow, and she's like, you nasty son of a bitch. She just started keying off on me. I laughed so hard, my guts hurt for days.
Well, man, an epic fart will wake you up. There's very few, like, I could fart all night, but if it stinks.
Yeah, that's the one.
I get up and go, oh, man, I might need to poop.
But usually your dog doesn't get upset. Usually the dog wants to get a whiff of what you're brewing there. You know what I mean? You fart, like the dog comes wandering over.
Farted constantly.
My dog farts a lot. Few of them stink, but she's definitely a gassy little thing. She'll be on the couch. She's dead asleep, and it's just. Poof, 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 poof. Eventually, I'll have the one big one that wakes her up. And her ears are up, and she's looking at me, and I'm like, you know damn well that was not me. That came out of your butt.
Miles used to do a 180. Like, you didn't even see him move. He's like, just turn around. Like, what's going on? And I don't know if he was whipping around to smell his own fart, or if he was just wondering what the hell that was.
It shocked him.
It shocked him every time. It was like a brand new experience.
Yeah, but dogs always seem very confused when they fart in their sleep. Like, oh my God, what happened? Like, you farted. It's not a big deal, man.
The ones that wake you up, I can almost guarantee, like, it's sometime during the night on Super Bowl Sunday, I'll have one that'll wake me up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Just because it's just one of those days. Or like usually Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, a lot of stuff. That's usually, like, I think for me, I woke up on the 26th. Like, oh, I got to go.
Yeah, I think Thanksgiving farts are rough.
Thanksgiving's probably in there. But, like, any of those kind of days where you're just eating a bunch of just stuff you don't generally eat.
Uh-huh. Well, mine was family vacations. Because, you know, you got four or five people in a car.
Right.
Or in my case, a van. And you're on an 8 to 10 hour road trip.
Mm-hmm.
You're not eating exactly, you know, the best food. You're stopping for fast food or you brought sandwiches or whatever the deal was. But either way, I mean, and the thing with my family was no one would ever admit to the culprit. So they would always blame me. But, you know, I had a brother. I had a sister. I've got a mom in the car. I've got a dad in the car.
But they would blame you.
Right. And it was like, look, this is not me. And with a Volkswagen bus in the back, all you could do was kind of
slide that window half
open. You couldn't
even
slide it. It cracked open like an inch.
Right.
In the back. So when you did that, all of the fart was trying to exit. So they rolled the window down the front. All the fart smell is coming straight through the back of that window at me.
Right.
As the, you know, air, you know, goes through the van. Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
All right, mine starts. I don't know what we ate or what caused it, and it is a we, but that's not important. So my wife and I, this was 22 years ago, we're flying home from California out of Long Beach Airport. There's a thunderstorm blowing over, so the entire airport is shut down. No one's taking off. They're not loading planes. No one's flying out. People everywhere. We, I don't know who started it, start farting, and it stinks so bad. We are just giggling to ourselves like school children because it was so rancid. And after a while of this, I get up and had to pee or something. I walk
away. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh, no.
And he's gone.
Brian?
Call us back.
Yeah, call us back, man.